gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After nearly 7 years of uncertainty, Kerry man Sean Binder has been acquitted on charges of people smuggling and many other charges, thus avoiding 20 years potentially in a Greek prison. Sean Binder was one of 23 defendants set to face trial after volunteering to save refugees from drowning in the sea off Lesbos back in 2018. Well, now he's a free man and he's on the line now. Sean, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Congratulations on this outcome, but it was an outcome that, you know, optimists were predicting would be the case and pessimists were wondering, would you end up behind bars?
Yeah, that's right. And to be honest with you, it wasn't until yesterday evening that even the pessimists, I think, were satisfied with the overwhelming momentum in our favor. Yesterday afternoon, the prosecutor himself recommended to the three judges sitting in the Court of Appeal here in Lesbos that we ought to be acquitted of all charges. And they ultimately concluded that there was no evidence of any wrongdoing whatsoever, precisely what we've been saying for 7 years.
Now, their justice system is probably different to ours, but the idea that a prosecutor could be working on a case for 7 years and then at the last hurdle say, sorry, I got it wrong. There's nothing to answer.
Yeah, well, perhaps the most frustrating thing that I've experienced over this entire case is that the prosecutor changes every year on this island. And it was the first prosecutor who had written this case with the police commander, and then he promptly left. And then no subsequent prosecutor looking at this case file and looking at the stupid lack of evidence and the terrible case theory that the prosecutor had written did not want to prosecute this case. And that is why we've had delay after delay, as no prosecutor wants to lose this case.
So in summary, really what happened was this prosecutor looked at the file eventually and said, this is not right, this is not fair, I'm going to take it on and I'm going to get rid of it.
Precisely, and I think that was the only really conclusion they could have met, particularly when the police commander, there is a secret police commander on the island. It's a very cool title, but his job is perhaps not that interesting. And so he spent a lot of his time investigating us and then writing up a case file against us, which ultimately led to the prosecution. But in those past couple of days when he finally had to give evidence after years of waiting, we've been waiting for this moment, what he basically said is, Sean and the other defendants were spies because they used WhatsApp. They must have been smuggling because they used WhatsApp, and therefore, because WhatsApp is encrypted, they must have been trying to hide something.
But your WhatsApp, my WhatsApp, everybody's WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. That's one of the boasts of that particular platform.
He even admitted to using WhatsApp himself, and when asked by the judges, does that make him and his family criminals, he said, of course, it doesn't. And so the whole case became, sadly, although to some extent a relief, of course, a bit of a joke.
It became a complete farce, in fact. But Sean, for those who haven't been following this, bring us back to the events that got you arrested in the first place.
Sure. I had just finished my studies, and that was in 2017, around the peak of the so-called migration crisis. And having grown up in Castle Gregory in County Kerry, and I had spent some time training as a rescue diver, and I'm comfortable out on boats, I thought, you know what? I know what's happening. I know people are drowning on our continent, and that we have some responsibility, if we can do something about it, to go and help. And so I went to volunteer for a Greek organization on the island of Lesbos, many people will know, I think, the island of Lesbos because it is one of the primary transit points. Tens of thousands of people have come to seek asylum via this island, and there's a lot of need for search and rescue even then. And so I went volunteered for about 3 months. What I did, frankly, it sounds a lot cooler than it was. I spent most of my time just standing around from midnight to 7 a.m. at a cliff face looking out across to Turkey and just listening for small boat engine sounds or screams, because that might be the only thing that makes one aware of people in distress at sea. And if they were, then we would go out and help.
And did you effect significant rescues during that time?
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the Year of the Habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, I really don't want to overstate the significance of my contribution. I spent most of my time handing out blankets and bottles of water and being prepared to help. But on occasion, of course, people do risk drowning. People do end up in hypothermic shock. People have, on occasion, gone into having contractions whilst at the shoreline, perhaps stress-induced contractions for labor. And then in that situation, of course, we help.
Now, you were doing this work and you had been doing it for some months. How did your arrest come about? How did you kind of reach a tipping point with the authorities?
Well, yes. Well, the interesting thing, I think, is that there wasn't really this building momentum of antagonism. It really was from literally one night to the next. It was a night in February of 2018, and every previous night, the police had cooperated with us. In fact, we had won an award from Frontex, which is the European Coast Guard Agency, for the work that we had done, for our cooperation with them. We had taught the police to do CPR because some didn't know how to do it. And yet, when they arrived that night, they suggested that we were doing something criminal, and they arrested us. And then we were held in detention for 2 nights, and then we were released pending further investigation. We assumed, because we have been cooperating with the Coast Guard and the authorities for so long, that the further investigation would amount to nothing. And so we continued working with the Coast Guard for 6 months, except then in August of 2018, we realized, when I was handcuffed to a murderer and taken to a prison for pretrial detention, that in fact this was terribly serious, and we were charged with very, very heinous crimes.
Including people smuggling. Now, the prospect of spending up to 20 years in jail, in a Greek jail, pretty daunting. How much time did you spend in detention anyway in this pre-trial situation?
I spent 3.5 months in pre-trial detention until I was eventually released on bail. Though I will say, if you're going to go to prison, you should do it on a Greek island. The weather is nice and the food isn't so bad.
So eventually they know this is going to be a long process and it would be an injustice to keep you behind bars pending a trial. I suppose innocent until proven guilty. So they allowed you out. But at the same time, your life goes into abeyance.
That's right. And for those 7 years in limbo, it has, of course, impacted me personally. I'm now reaching the age where I would have liked to found a family, and I wasn't able to do that. What kind of father would I be if I was in prison for 20 years? At the same time, while I was in prison, I met folks who had an even worse relationship with the criminal justice system, whose access to lawyers was very limited, and so I decided to retrain, and I have become a lawyer, a criminal lawyer. Can't get enough of the criminal law, apparently.
Anyway, that is your new career. Reflecting on what you and your co-defendants, there were more than 20 others implicated in all of this. Reflecting on what you've been through, I mean, I presume you'd want to do it all over again if it was appropriate.
Absolutely. You know, and I think what is so frustrating is that it is, and perhaps ironic, it is the defendants, we who were accused of very serious crimes, that were calling for a respect to the rule of law. We were referring to the European Convention on Human Rights, the fact that we must provide assistance to people who are in distress out at sea, regardless of what passport they hold or what visa they have. And I honestly did nothing more than exactly what you would do. If you saw someone, let's say you came to the scene of a car accident and you saw someone lying in the roadside in front of you and they needed your help, what would you check first, their pulse or their passport? Well, if you check their pulse first, then you've committed the exact same crime that I'm supposed to have committed. I once received an email from a Swiss pastor who was prosecuted because he let asylum seekers sleep on his church pews during a storm. And that is what's so frightening, is that it isn't just happening to me. It could happen to all of us, and indeed is happening to many more people across Europe today.
Do you know what the situation is like on Lesbos now in terms of arrivals from Turkey, or has some EU deal with Turkey stopped that kind of traffic?
There are certainly fewer arrivals now, though that being said, still people drown. And in fact, the day after our arrest in pretrial detention, the search and rescue operations on this island ceased. And just a few weeks ago, people drowned off these very shores, and they may not have done so if search and rescue wasn't scared away by prosecutions such as this. And it's worth saying, of course, that the European Court of Human Rights just last year said there was strong evidence to indicate that on these islands, the Greek Coast Guard is guilty of illegal pushbacks. And so there is a context here where people continue to drown, and the rights of human beings is not being respected.
And of course, I don't know whether this was directed from Athens or whether it was a local initiative by the secret police chief, but the effect of it is to discourage others from ever getting involved.
That's precisely right. And this is why we feel the damage has been done already. Of course, we were always going to be acquitted. You know, fundraising to buy laundry machines for a refugee camp that's filled with skin diseases is obviously not money laundering. Yet that's precisely what this police commander was saying. We were always going to be acquitted. The problem is the delay. The problem is that the damage will already have been done. Because while this sets a precedent at trial, it takes a long time to get to trial, and other organizations know that, and they might still, therefore, not engage in necessary humanitarian activity that, again, I think all of us can agree should be done, regardless of what our view is about migration and integration.
Well, Sean, we are all delighted that you've been finally acquitted and everything you've done vindicated by subsequent events. So congratulations to you, and thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you. Sean, bye-bye.
Now that's
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.